Okay, this week's daf is Daf Nun Dalid in Erevin. We're going to start from the two dots, four lines up from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. That's where we left off last week. And then we'll continue forward. So the Gemara says, the Gemara over here is actually talking about a continuation of last week's daf, which was differentiating the difference between the people in Galil versus the people in Yehuda. And the Gemara went through the difference between people who are makbid on Lashonim, they were very particular in how they said things, and therefore the Torah stayed with them, versus people who weren't careful in how they spoke. They were from Galil, so they had issues with remembering the Torah. But the Gemara continues about the idea of not being careful how you speak. So starting from the two dots on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi Aglila had a ka'ozel b'urcha. He was traveling, Ashkeche Lebruria. He met Bruria, who's famously the wife of Rav Meir. So Amar Allah, he said to her, Be'ez derech neilach, he reached the fork in the road, he didn't know which way to go. So he asked her, which way should we go? Lulud. To Lulud, Amar Allah. So she answered him, Galili. You're from Galil, so you're not careful. Shaita, you're a fool. Like Chacham Ruchacham, didn't the Chacham teach you, Altar Besichem Eisha, you shouldn't talk too much to women? And as we know from Pirkei Avos, that means even if your wife. Hailuch Aloimar, what you should have said is, Be'ezel Lulud, which way to Lulud? Shouldn't have said which way, you should have said which one, which to Lud, and of course I would have understood, and that's enough, so you should have been careful of how you speak. Bruria, famous story, Bruria Ashkechel Ahu Talmida, she found a student, this Talmud, the Havikagaris Belechisha, who was learning quietly. Botshabe, so she kicked him. Amrle, and she said to him, like, Kach, Kosov, doesn't it say in Shmuel, Arucha Bechol, Bishmura, you should set it up and it will stay guarded with you. And we learn from this, Im Arucha Beresh Memches Eivorim. If a person sets it up, means he involves all of his Eivorim, Shalcha, of all your Eivorim, Mishtameris, it'll stay with you. Ve'imlav, Eina Mishtameris, or not, it won't, the learning won't stay with you. Meaning you have to say it out loud, you have to use your body, including shuckling and saying it out loud, so then you get your whole body involved and then the Torah will stay with you. Talmud Echad, Hayala the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had one student, Shahaya Shaina Belachash, that he was learning quietly. Lachar Gimel Shanam Shachach Talmudai, after 3 years, he forgot all his learning. Tana, Talmud Echad, Hayala the Rabbi Eliezer, Shanas Chayeb Sreifa. And then there's another story with the Talmud that was Chayeb Sreifa. So the Marsha says that this is talking about that, based on another halacha, that when is, because it says Sreifa Lamokim. He was Chayeb Sreifa to Shemaim. So Rasha says this is talking about a Talmid Chacham who travels and doesn't learn Torah while he's traveling is Chayev Misa, is Chayev Sreifa. So this is the same Talmud. So Amru Henichaloi. So they said leave him over Adam Gadol Shemesh because he served. He was Meshamish a great Talmid Chacham. So now this is an incredible story because what the Gemara over here is saying is what's the difference between learning on your own and being Meshamesh HaTalmid Chacham. So the Marsha again over here explains that when a person is Meshamesh HaTalmid Chacham, that helps them when you're doing something bepoil, when you're actively involved in something, that helps you remember. Because the whole purpose of learning is so that you can incorporate the Torah into your practice, on your everyday practice. So if he actually went ahead and was Meshamesh HaTalmid Chacham, he learned with HaTalmid Chacham, he watched what HaTalmid Chacham did Lamaisa, so then his Torah is going to be Meskayim. Even if he didn't remember the words of the Gemara, which of course the Gemara over here is trying to say is a problem, but because of the fact that he was Meshamesh, he served, he took care of a Talmid Chacham, and he watched what the Talmid Chacham did, that Maisa itself is going to make him maintain the Limud, the learning that he did, which is a tremendous, tremendous thing. So there's a very big inyan to watch what people, what Talmid Chachamim do, and learn from their actions. So Amar Lei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel said to Yehuda, Shinan, a smart one, Pesach Pumecha, open your mouth, Kari, and we read Pesach Pumcha. Psach Pumcha Kari. You should open your mouth and read Pesukim. Psach Pumcha Tani. And you should open your mouth and read Mishnayos or Gemara. Ki Hechet Eskayim Beich, so that you'll be Mekayim on yourself, V'Tayrich Chai, that your Torah will be alive. Shenemar Ki Chaim Heim L'moitzi Ehem. That the Torah will be alive for those people who find it. U'lechol B'saroi Merape, and it will heal your body. So we darshan, al tikrei the moitzei ehem, don't read it to the people who find it, ela le moitzei ehem bepeh, but rather read it to the ones who outwardly, to make it come out of your mouth. So if you say the Torah out loud, if you learn out loud, so then that will be a segula for a person able to remember the Torah. So you're supposed to learn out loud. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, shinna a smart one, chatoif ve'achol, you should eat, you should grab and eat, chatoif ve'ashti, you should grab and drink, the Alma does lina on mine, because the world that we are leaving, kehalulo dami, it's like a chasen, and Rashi explains, like a chasen, it's very fast, the chuppah is very fast, it's over before you can think about it. So too, this world is going to be over before you think about it, so a person should chapa around the mitzvahs as quickly as possible. Amale Rav le Rav Hamnuna. So Rav told Rav Hamnuna, Bni, im yesh lecha, if you have the money, hey tev lecha. I'm learning Pashat Pshat like Rashi. If you have it, you should use it. She'ein b'sha'ol tainug, because there's no happiness. B'sha'ol, Rashi says, is the stam after a person dies. But if you remember, we learned the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin, I think it was, that Sha'ol was one of the words for Gehenim. So there's no happiness in Gehenim. So basically, don't try to hang on to it there. And death doesn't wait around. So if you have it, use it. Don't rely on the fact that you'll use it in the future. Now again, probably this is talking about Torah more than money itself, but l'maisa the pashup shot that Rashi says is talking about money. V'im toimar, and if you say, aniach lebeni, say, I'll leave it to my son. So we say, chayk b'shol miyagid l'cha. First of all, who says you'll have the food over there? B'nei ha'odom doimin le'esvei asoda. Because the people are like plants, are like things that grow. Halolu noitzin, some of them flourish. And some of them die. And Rashi says very interesting pshat over here. He says that the people, some of them, are anyway going to be successful on their own. So don't bother leaving it for them, because they'll be successful anyway. And there are those that will squander it. So even if you leave it for them, they're not going to be able to hold on to it anyway. So basically, you don't have a chiyuv. This is a very important yusai. This is also based on a Gemara and Kedushin, that your person doesn't have a chiyuv to worry about his children as much as he has to worry about himself. You know, people have this excuse, oh, I'm doing it for my kids, and then they don't bother. You know, my kids are learning, so I don't have to learn. It doesn't work that way. You have a chiyuv to take care of yourself. If a person is going, is traveling, and he doesn't have somebody to escort him, he should learn Torah. That will be like his escort. Because the pasuk says, that it's a chain to him. It'll be like an escort. It'll work as a something good for him. Meaning it'll protect him. So you should learn Torah. These are famous lines in the Gemara. Chosh baroisho, somebody has a headache. Yasek b'Torah. If his head is bothering him, he should learn Torah. Shenemar ki devisa chain him, because it works as an escort for him. It'll take l'roishecha for your head. It'll help you malava your head. It'll take care of your head. Chosh b'groina, if a person's throat is hurting him. Yasek b'Torah, also you should learn Torah. Shenemar va'anokim l'goroishecha. The pasuk continues and says, like bracelets or necklaces or chokers around your neck. So again, the Torah will protect your throat. Chosh b'meyav, if a person has trouble with his stomach, yasek b'teiro, should learn Torah shenema, refuas tehi l'sharecha. That it'll be a refua to your, sharecha is your not sure what they translate to sharecha, your navel. Okay, so it'll take care of your stomach. Chosh b'atzmoisav, if a person is troubled with his bones are hurting him, yasek b'teiro, should learn Torah shenema, v'shakoi l'atzmoisecha, and it will put together. It'll settle your bones, right? So therefore, a person is Isaac B'Torah L'maisa, that takes care of, that will help the person out. Chosh b'chol gufa, if a person's whole body is just whatever, he doesn't feel good. Yasek B'Torah, you should learn Torah Shenemar L'chol B'sari Merape, like we saw in the pasuk earlier, that it will heal your entire body. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chiya. That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions is different than the way we as people work. Midas Basar Vadam, a regular person, Adam Noisin Sam Lechaver. If he gives medicine to his friend Rashi, not over here, but Rashi in other places, tells us that Sam, a lot of people translate as poison. It doesn't mean poison, it means medicine. Now, poison, as the Gemara over here is about to tell us, is sometimes good and sometimes it's not good. Even medicine itself has side effects. And we say, l'zeh yafa, l'zeh kasha. That's what the Gemara over here says. For one person it's good, for one person it's no good. If you give medicine, it's a great thing. But if you give medicine to the wrong person, it doesn't do good for them. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't a kind, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu that heals is not like that. Noisin Torah li'Yisrael, he gives it Torah for Yisrael. Sam chayim l'chol gufay. It's a medicine for your entire body and for everybody. It works without exception. Shenemar l'chol b'sari merape, and for all your flesh and all everybody's flesh. It is merape, it heals. Amar Avami, Maidach Siv, what does the pasuk say? Ki noyim, it is sweet, ki sishmereim bivit necha. If you watch them in your innards, your stomach, yechaynu yachdav al svasecha, and you should prepare it together with on your lips. So how do we understand that pasuk? The emes divrei Torah noyim. When are divrei Torah sweet and melodious? Bizman shetishmerim bevetnecha. When you keep them in your stomach. In other words, you learn them for the purpose of learning something from it to keep it with you. And when are you going to be able to retain and keep the Torah with you? When you prepare it together with your lips, meaning, again, the Gemara is going back to the point that if you learn Torah out loud and you say it out, that will help you keep the Torah with you. Rav Zera learns that concept from a different pasuk. It says, Simcha le'ish b'mane piv. Happiness to a man is when he moves his lips, the davar bi'itoy, and talks about it in its time. So we say, matoiv, how good is that? So the Gemara translates, emesai simcha le'ish, when will it bring simcha to a person? Bizman shemana b'piv, if he moves his lips. So again, we see the concept that if you say it out loud, the Torah is going to bring simcha. Lashon Acher, another translation is, emesai simcha le'ish, when is it going to bring happiness to a person? Bizman b'piv, when he moves his lips, bizman, Shadiber beitoy matoiv, and if he talks about it in its time, that how good will that be? So Rashi has two pshatim over here. Either that's talking about the idea that you have the ability to learn the inyone of the chag. In other words, each halacha in its proper time. So that will bring simcha if you know what the halachas are for that period of time for each yontif. Or Rashi says the concept is simply the fact that if somebody asks you a question, that you will be able to answer. That also brings simcha to a person. Rabbi Yitzchok says it from a different puzzle. The Torah is very close to you, in your mouth and your heart, to do them. So what do we say? When will the Torah be close to you? If it's in your mouth and your intention is, and it's your heart to do it, meaning you're learning the Torah again for the sake of learning from it. Not just, okay, I said the words, I can turn the page, I'm good. It has to be that the reason why I'm learning the Torah is because I intend to keep it and use it apply it in my everyday life. So as you see, each one of these psukim are basically saying the same concept, but each one is adding a little knetch to it, each one is adding a different perspective to what you're trying to do when you learn out loud. Rav Amram Yehachib learns a different pasuk. Tavas Liboy, I gave you the desire and satilai Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person as a present. Va'aresh esfasav, when he moves his lips, ba'al minas sela, he will not hold back from forever. So we interpret this. Emesai Tavas Liboy nesatilai. When will Kadosh Baruch Hu give a person the taiva to learn or enjoy it? Bisman sha'aresh esfasav, ba'al minas sela. When a person moves his lips and he doesn't stop. So if a person is constantly learning, then he will be able to continue enjoying it. Rava Rami, he asks it as a contradiction. Ksiv, Tavas Liba Nasatila. First the Pasuk says that I give you the Torah. Viksiv Areshasvasa Baal Minasala. And then the Pasuk says that if you move your lips then you'll get it. So does it happen automatically or does it happen after you learn it first or you try to learn it first? So the Gemara says Zach, if a person is Zach, if he merits a Tavas Liba Nasatila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives it to him, he automatically has the taiva to enjoy the learning and to learn and enjoy the learning. Lo yizocha, but if he's not zoicha right away, so v'aresh esvasa v'amanasela, then he will have to move his lips first. In other words, as Rashi say, he will have to be mitzar himself, will have to work hard on it, but if you work hard, then eventually you will get there. So some people have that, you know, they have the kishon, very smart, they automatically get it right away. But some people, Anachanami, have to put in the effort, and they put in the effort, and they get there. And of course, there are many famous stories, like I can't remember his name right now, but some of the gedolim that we quote were not necessarily the biggest geniuses when they were growing up, and they taka worked on it with their hasmada, and eventually through the hasmada and the learning of the chazar over and over again made them into the tremendous talmid chacham that eventually they became. So we all have hope. Tana, they Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Tana teaches us in the yeshiva of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kol mokem shenemer netzach selva ed. Any time the pasuk uses any one of these three phrases, it means ein lai hefsek olamis, that it doesn't stop forever, that it continues. Netzach, where do we see that the word netzach is used in the context of forever? Dechsev ki loyla olam ariv, that a person will not fight forever. V'loyla netzach ekzayf, and I will not be angry at him forever. So we see that the word netzach is the same concept as the word loylam, forever. Sela, where's the pasuk of sela? Where's the word sela used to mean forever? Kasher shemanu kein reinu, like we heard, so we saw beir Hashem tzvokois, that Hashem when he's commanding his armies, beir elekim elekenu elekim yichanenenu ad olam sela, and Hashem will prepare it forever. So again, we say that the word sela is referring to concept of forever. Va'ed. Where do we see that the concept that the word va'ed means forever? The chesed Hashem yimloich le'olam va'ed. That Hashem will rule forever. So the word va'ed also. So these are just psukim. But the point that the Gemara is trying to teach us is that any time the pasuk uses these in other psukim, it also means continuously and forever. So if a person puts in the effort, the Torah will stay with him forever. Simen anokim lechayav luchais charos. Those are going to be the next couple of Gemaras that we're going to do. Amar Abelazim, Ma'idach Siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Va'anokim legagor esecha? That it'll be. We mentioned this before. That it'll be like a necklace around your neck. So we say like this: Im mesim odoy atzmai ka'anak ze. If a person makes himself like a necklace, sharaf al tzavaroi, that is loose around the neck, v'nira ve'enanira, and he's seen but not necessarily always seen. Meaning he's not running around outside the market. He's busy, as Rashi says, he's busy learning Torah the whole time. So then, tamudu miskayim biyadoi. So then he'll be able to remember. Now it's not saying that. Yeah, you can't run around doing mitzvahs. But the point is, if you want the Torah to stay, you have to be a masmid. You have to put in the efforts. You have to stick around to the base medrash, and then the Torah will stay with you. V'imlav, ein tamud demeskayim biyadoy. Otherwise, the Torah won't stay. So fine, very good. You're doing mitzvahs and very good. But l'maisa, you're not going to remember the Torah. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Ma'idach Siv. What does the pasuk says? L'chayev karugos haboisem, that your bed, your mat, should be like a bed of spices. So what are we dashing from that? If a person makes himself like this bed, shakol dashin ba, that people are walking across, and like these spices, shakol mispasmin ba, that people smell good from it. Meaning that you teach the Torah. So not only do people trample on you, but people use you, but also that you go ahead and teach the Torah, Talmud Miskayim, then your learning will stay with you. If not, then the Torah won't. In other words, if you're not Mevater, you don't let anybody learn from you, so then you're not going to be able to learn, keep your learning either. Vamar Rabbi Elazar might have said, what does the Pasuk say? Luchos Even, a person is like the stone. It's like the tablets of stone. So, Im Adam Meisam Atzmai Es L'chayev. Ke'even, if a person makes his bed, his stone, ke'even zu, she'en nimches, that is not going to be erased, meaning that you're constantly learning it, and you make sure it's ingrained in you, so then tamudu miskayim biyodah, then it'll taka stay with you. Ve'im lav, ain't tamudu miskayim biyodah, but if not, in other words, if you just learn it once, and you don't try to bother remembering it, if you don't make the effort, so then, anachanami, it's not going to stay with you. Vamar Rabbi Elazar Ma'idach Siv, what does the pasuk says? Chorus al aluchas, that it's engraved on the tablets. So, il molei lo nishtabru luchas rishonus, we dashen from this, that if the first luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from Har Sinai were not broken, so lo nishtacha Torah Yisrael, Torah would never be forgotten because it would be so engraved in us that every time we learnt it, it will be engraved in us and it'll stay with us. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, he learns a different shot from this pasuk. No other nations would ever be able to rule over us because we would be on top, it would be ingrained in us, and we would never forget the Torah. Shenema chorus. And we say, Al tikri chorus, don't read it engraved, el chorus, we would have freedom. So that if we had kept the first luchais, we would have the power that nobody else would be able to overcome us. Amar Rav Masna. So Rav Masna says, Ma'idach Siv, what does the pasuk says when we read Matana, that we traveled from the place called Midbar, in the Midbar, to the city called Matana. So we darshan im adam, im mesam adam asmai ka midbar zeh. If a person makes himself like the desert, shakol darshan boy, that people walk over it. Tamidah muskan biyodah. So if you make yourself like nothing great, and people can use you, so then anachanami you'll get to keep the Torah. V'im lav, ain't tamidah muskan biyodah, but if you don't, stand up to people, then you're not going to be able to keep your Torah either. Rava Bereda Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Havalei Milsa le Rav Yosef. He had an issue. He had a grievance with Rav Yosef. Bahadei. So Kimata Mala Yom Kippura. So when it was Erev Yom Kippur, Omar Ezel Vafaisa. So I'll go. Rav Yosef said, I'll go and I'll be Mephi. Rava said, I'll go and be Mephiasim so you can get Mechila. So Ozel Ashkeche Le Shami. When he came into Rav Yosef's house, he found that the Shamash Tekom Mozek Le Kosa, that he was preparing him a cup of wine. Amar Lei, so Rava said to the Shamish, to the servant, Havli, let me do it, Vamzagein Ano, and let me prepare the cup of wine for him. Yov Lei, so the servant led him, Mazige Ketai Mate. And he prepared the wine the way Rava apparently was good at this, and he prepared it in a special fashion that Rava was able to do. So Amar, so when Rabbi Yosef tasted the wine, Dami Hai Mazigala Maziga de Rava. Now Rabbi Yosef was blind, so he couldn't actually see who was standing there. So as soon as he tasted it, he recognized it, and he said, This is the wine that Rava prepares. So he said, yep, it's me. So Rav Yosef said to him, don't sit down, Adam Farshas Lihanikro, until you explain this pasuk. Madhik said, what does the pasuk mean? Midbar Matana, from Midbar they traveled to Matana, Matana Nachliel, and from there they went to Nachliel, Minachliel Bamas, and then they went to Bamas. We Bamas Hagai, and from Bamas they went to Hagai. So these are all places that they traveled in the Midbar. So Amar Leh, so Rav explained to him like this. If a person makes himself lowly, that people can trample over him, then he will get Torah. B'matana, then it'll come to him, b'matana. Hashem will just give it to him. And if once he has the Torah, Nachla El, then Hashem will become his inheritance. You'll go from Matana, then you'll become a portion of the inheritance of Hashem. So, and once you become an inheritance of property of Hashem, so then you'll become great. You go to the higher places. However, but if a person becomes a Balgaiva, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will put him back down. You'll go from the high places to the low places. However, this is not the same pasuk, but it's generally related. But if a person does tshuva, even from his balgaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem will lift him up again. Shenemar, kolgei yinase, even from low parts will be carried up again from a person who takes away the gaiva from himself. Amar Rav Huna Maidach said, what does the pasuk mean? Chite chayoscha yoshvu, that your animals dwelled ba tochin b'taybasecha, and were prepared for your good, la'ani elayim, that Hashem prepared for the poor people. So the Gemara dashes, im adam meisim atzmei chaya. If a person makes himself like a wild animal, that tramples its food and eats it right away. Or it lets it rot, meaning that he doesn't care what the food tastes like, and he eats it anyway. This is Rashi's first pshat. Tamudim is going to be other. So the first pshat in Rashi is that a person doesn't care what the food tastes like. Whatever I have, whatever food I have in front of me, I'm going to eat. If not, otherwise the Torah doesn't stay with him. But Rashi has a second pshat, which is more fascinating. Rashi says, no, Talmidei Chacham are makbid on what they eat, and they're makbid on what they look like. They should look good, and they should eat properly. So it's not pshat that if I just eat and I don't care what it sounds. But rather, if a person is that, if he's makabel, what does Rashi say? So it means that he is makbid, a dafka, he's makbid on what he eats, and he doesn't let it rot. So then the Talmudei is miskayim biyodai, right? Right, he eats right away. Basically, he's not looking. So Rashi says what he means is that immediately after you learn, you go back and you chazer it. That's what it means, that you take control over the Gemara that you learn. Them also Cain, and if you do this, you take control over your learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisel Oisu Debatz My Hashem will prepare him the food. Shenem Atochem B'Tayve Sechel Ani Elayim. That Hashem will prepare the good for the Yaniim. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Might have said, what does the pasuk said? Noitzer Teino Yoicha Period. Someone who creates a fig tree, he will eat its fruit. So Lama Nimshal Divrei Torah L'Kateino. Why is a Torah is compared more to a fig tree? So the Gemara says, Ma Teino Zu Kol. That any time you look for fruits, you'll find figs there. Meaning, Rashi says, because a fig tree doesn't all ripen at the same time. It's constantly a new variety, a new fig coming up with becoming ripe. So too, if a person is constantly going over the Torah, they will also, after very Torah, the Gemara says, Kol Zman Shadam Hoygabahen, when you're constantly learning them, you'll find something new about them, you'll find something good. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, might say, what does the pasuk says? Ayal sahavim v'yalas chen, that a ram, a female ram, is loved and it produces a chen, a kindness on its spouse. So lama nimshal the divrei Torah l'ayalas? Why is the Torah compared to a ram? Lama l'cha ma ayalas rachmat sar, that its womb is very narrow, v'chaviva al boyala, and it's special to her husband. Af, so kol shav v'shav every time because it's very narrow. Keshar Rishana, as if it's the first time. After every Torah, Chaviven Alim Deha, so too, Torah is also special to the people who learn it. Kol Shav V'Shav, Keshar Rishana, as if it's the first time. The pasuk continues, V'Yalas Chayin, and it'll create this Chayin, this Chesed on it, Shemalas Chayin Alim Deha, that it makes the people that learn it into people that are desired. This is a special thing. You see, Talmid HaChachamim are loved by people outside their circles also. The pasuk continues, Toda Yeravuch, and its breasts are satiate, so b'chol es at all times. So we darshan lo manim shalu divrei Torah k'dod. Why is the Torah compared to a breast? Ma dod ze, just like a breast. Kol zman sha'atinik memashmesh ba moitzer b'cholav, that any time the child uses it, there is always milk there. After divrei Torah, kol zman sha'adam hoyge behem. So to learning. Every time you learn moitzer behem tam, you'll find something there. Ba'avosa tishaget tamid, and with its love, you will constantly be. You'll reach. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? You're always dealing with, you should be crazy over the, crazy in love with the Torah. So the Gemara says, Kagain, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, like the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. So Amar Alava, Rabbi Elazar, Shahaya Yoshev Oisek B'Torah B'Shok HaTachtoin, Shal Tzipari, that he was learning Torah in the lower marketplace, B'Sadine Muto B'Shok HaElyon Shal Tzipari, and he had his, either his wares or his clothing, some of his items were in the upper part of the market of Tzipari, meaning they were in a different location, so he wasn't watching them. So, because he was busy learning Torah. So Amar of Yitzchok ben Elazar Pamachas, one time, Ba'adam Lito, somebody tried to take his equipment, his materials without him realizing. Umatza Basaraf, and he found the snake there. In other words, the snake was protecting it. So if a person is Isaac and Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of protecting things for him. Tanit Ve'Rav Anon. What does the pasuk mean? If somebody rides a white donkey, he's sitting in din, and is going on his way of talking. So the Gemara darshins, people who are riding donkeys, what's that referring to? That travel from one city to another city to teach Torah, medina la medina, and from one country to another country, lamed by Taira, to teach the Taira. So those people, Sechayrois, means the white ones, Sha'isin Ahem Kitzarayim, it becomes clear like the afternoon, white, meaning clear that it's bright. Yoshvei Al-Medin, and they sit in judgment, what does that mean? Shadon and Din Emes Lamitoi, that they're going to end up, and they judge correctly, Lamitoi to the Emes. V'holche, so what is that referring to? Holche Ele Bali Mikra, these are the people who are just traveling fast, meaning they just read psukim. Al derech, they're going on the way, which is much longer. Eilu b'al mishnah, they are the people who learn mishnah, which is more involved. Sichai, but this is all they talk about. Eilu b'al talmud, these are the people who learn talmud, which means like the gemara and svaras and things like that. They're more involved. And what does this mean? Shekol sichas and divrei Torah. So this pasuk is talking about the people who learn Torah on all levels, and the more involved they are, the brighter it is. Amar Rav Shizvi Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. In the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, might I say, what does the pasuk mean? Lo yachrich remiot sidoi, lo yichye for lo yarech yamim. Say de haramai. So, sorry, I mixed in the Gemara. Lo yachrich remiot. This is somebody who is a deceitful, tries to lo yichye for lo yarech yamim. That a person who tries to pretend that he is a Talmud Chacham, but he's not really there. Ya'at Sayyid Haramai. He's like a trapper who's deceitful, meaning he's not going to really be able to hold on to what he captures. Meaning, if he really is not a Talmud Chacham and he tries to play the part, it's not going to stay. It's not going to stick. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes learned Sayyid Haramai Yachrich. Rav Sheshes says that's not a Ramai, that's a Shaita. Somebody who thinks he doesn't really have to learn, it will just happen automatically. That's a Ramai. That's a shaita rather. A ramai is somebody who tries to capture it, but he doesn't get involved with it long enough to have it stay with him. In other words, he doesn't chazer, he doesn't go over his learning to make it ingrained in him. That's a deceitful person. So he learned it once, but he doesn't really know it. So that person is considered a ramai, a trickster. He also Ravdimi Omar Moshal Tzayed. It's like a trapper shatzad siparim that captures birds. Imrishan Rishan Meshaber Knafav Mishtamer. If every time he catches the bird, he breaks the wing so it can't run away, Mishtamer. So in other words, if you go over your learning and you do something to keep it, so then you'll get to keep it. Vimlave Mishtamer. Otherwise, you won't be able to keep it. Amar Rava, yeah. Amar Rav Sechira, Amar Rav Huna. Might I say, what does the pasuk say? Hein mehevel yimait, that empty ear you should make less. V'koyvetz al yad yarbet. And somebody who takes a little bit at a time, he'll have more. In other words, if you take too much at a time, you're going to get nothing. If you take a little bit at a time, you can actually, slowly but surely, you'll accumulate. So that's what we're doing. We're learning a little bit at a time. It adds up. So that's what the Gemara says. Im oisa adam tairasa chavilas chavilas. If a person tries to make it too much at a time, it's might. It ends up getting less. Im lav, but if he takes a little bit at a time, kaibetz al yad yarba, he's going to end up getting more and more as it starts to accumulate. Amar Rava, Yadina Rabbana Laha Milsa, the Rabbana know this, the Avri Allah, and they don't listen to it and they over on it. Amar Rav Nachman Vayitzchak Ana Avadata Vakayim Biyadi. I did this, meaning I learned a little bit at a time and it worked. So if you learn a little bit at a time, that is going to work. Now, we learned this Gemara over Shavuos, so this is, This is exactly how Kabbalah Sotara worked. Tara Rabbanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. How did we learn? How was Torah taught to us over and over again? Moshe Lamed Mipi Agvur. Moshe Rabbeinu learned this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron. So then Aaron came in. V'shana Loi Moshe Pirka. And Moshe taught it to him. Nistalak Aaron. V'yashav L'smol. And then Aaron moved to Moshe's left. And Rashi explains, because if you're only one person, it's not covered for a Talmud to sit on the Rebbe's right. So he had to sit on Moshe's left. L'smol Moshe. Nichnas Benov. So then Aaron's children came in. V'shana Lahem Moshe. And Moshe taught Pirka on the all of his learning. Now you have somebody on the right and the left, so the bigger Talmud Chacham goes on the right. Aaron, the small Aaron, and the summer sat on the left of Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo'olam Aaron Liyamin Moshe, Chaza Moshe. That Aaron then, after Elazar and the summer came in, then Aaron Taka moved to Moshe Rabbeinu's right, because that's where Aaron really belonged. Chazon Nichnasu Zakenim. The Zakenim came in to learn. V'shana Lahem Moshe Pirkan and Moshe Rabbeinu Torah to them. Mistalik Zakenim. They moved off to the side. Nichnasu Kala'am. And then all the rest of Klal Yisrael came in. V'shana Lahem Moshe Pirkan and Moshe Rabbeinu Torah to them. Nimsa B'yad Aaron Arba. So now at this point Aaron heard it four times, because he heard it when he taught it to him, to his sons, the Zakenim, and all of Klal Yisrael. B'yad Banav Shloisha. And this Aaron's sons only heard it three times. B'yad Zakenim Shnayim. And the Zakenim heard it two times. B'yad Kala'am Echad, and they only heard it. The rest of the people only heard it once. So Nostalik Moshe. So Moshe went off. Shana Lahan Aaron. So now Aaron taught Pirka. He taught it to them. So now Aaron, the sons had it four times. Nostalik Aaron. Aaron went off to the side. Shana Lahan Banov Pirkan, and then the children taught it to them. Nostalik Banov. So the children went away. Shana Lahan Zakenim Pirkan, and then the Zakenim taught it to them. So Nimsa Biyara Kol Arba. So now every one of them heard it four times. Mekan Amar Rabbi Lozu Chayev Adam Lashanas Tala Talmid. The Talmidah Arba Pa'amim, you have to teach your students this four times. V'kav v'chomer. Uma Aaron Shalom Mivi Moshe. That Aaron learned it from Moshe. Moshe Mipi Agvura, and he heard it directly from Hashem. Kach, he had to hear it four times. Hedjad Kach Hedjad Mipi Hedjad. Alachas Kama V'kama. Certainly a Hedjad that's only learning it from a regular person, certainly he has to hear it four times. And when I was in Shir by Reb Tzvi Koshelevsky, he was masbir this Gemara. This is why Yeshua became the leader, because as we all know, Yeshua was the one who used to clean up the Beis Medrash afterwards. So it doesn't say where Yeshua fits into this picture. But Yeshua, as we know, was always by Moshe Rabbeinu's side. So he heard it the four times Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Aaron. Then he heard it again when Aaron taught it to the Zakenim, to his sons. And then he heard it again. So Yeshua heard it eight times. And that's what made Yeshua to be the Talmud Chacham that Yeshua was. Everybody else only heard it four times. Yeshua heard it eight or 16 times. Rabbi Kiva Omer. How do we know that a person should teach it to his students in a way that they should remember it until they learn it? Shenemar. In other words, it's not just enough to just say it over. I said it. It's not enough. I said it. I have to say it until they know it. Shenemar. That they have to teach it to them. They have to know it. That not only they should know it, they should hear it, but they should actually be able to repeat it themselves. You should put it in their mouths, meaning they should be able to say it. And not only that, you have to explain it to them so that it makes sense to them. These are the rules that you put it in front of them. They should, in other words, they should understand it. So now the Gemara asks, why did they have to learn it from Aaron? Why didn't they learn everything from Moshe? So that everybody else should get some kavod out of it as well. V'neil Aaron v'nigrum Moshe. So why didn't Aaron come in and learn it from Moshe? V'leil banov v'nigrum Aaron. In other words, why didn't Aaron learn it directly from Moshe four times, and then once he heard it four times, he should teach it to his sons? V'leil zakenim v'lufin mibanov, and they should, in other words, just stay the process. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to include the sons and hear it that way? V'leil zavligmaru l'kulu Yisrael, and then they teach, once they heard it four times, let's say from the zakenim, why didn't they teach it to Klal Yisrael that way? So the Gemara answers, Kivin de Moshe mipi agvura gomar. So since Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from Hashem itself, which is obviously the best source, Mistayim Milsei, so it's a better, it's going to come out better. So this is a bigger Yisait also. So it's fine, you want to hear it from somebody, but to hear it from the original source is always going to be better. So when you're learning a Gemara, or you're learning something, and one of the Svarim that you're reading quotes somebody else, it's always better to look it up in the source. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo'olam Aaron Liyamin Moshe. So we said before that Aaron would move to the right side of Moshe after his children came in. Who does this follow? It says, so if you have three people traveling, Harav Bamsa, the greater, the bigger one, the Rav goes in the middle, the God of the Yamina, and the second greatest stays on his right, the Katan B'smala, and the smaller one stays on the left. So it comes out only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, Aaron stayed on Moshe Rabbeinu's left. So the Gemara says, Afilu Teimer Rabbanon, Rabbanon would agree, that, generally speaking, that the greater person goes on the right. Mishum Tircha, the Aaron, because of the Tirch of Aaron. In other words, once Aaron sat down on the left to make him move to the right, that wasn't required. But if they start out that way, of course, if there's, as long as someone's on the left, the greater person should end up on the right. This is a famous story. Rev Preda Havale Ahut Hamuda, he had the student to have Tanile Arba Meya Zimni, the Gomer. He used to have to repeat it 400 times in order for the student to be able to understand it. Yom Echad, one time, Bayu Lemilse de Mitzvah. They needed him, I think, the Rashi or somebody else says that we're talking about they wanted to use him as a sandik for a bris. So he knew, the Talmud knew that he was about to leave. So Tana Lei, Le Gomer. He taught it to him 400 times and the student still didn't understand it. Amar Lei Ha'idna Maishno. So Rabbi Preda asked him, how come today you didn't understand it? Amar Lei, he shaita. Once I heard them asking, you told me that you were going to leave. The Amar Lei Lamar, Ika Milsa de Mitzvah, that you were busy, you had to run out to do a mitzvah. Ask the Daitois, I wasn't able to concentrate. The whole shaita, and every time, Amina, Hashtakoi, Mar, I thought, Hashtakoi Mar, I thought each time, oh, he's about to leave now, so he's not really going to finish. So once I figured he's not going to finish anyway, so I didn't really concentrate. So Amar Lei, so Rav Preda said, Hav Daitacha, pay attention. Va'asni l'cho, and I will teach it to you. Meaning, I'm not leaving until you understand it. Hadar Tana Lei, so he taught it to him, Dalad Me'ez Imni, another 400 times, Achrina. Nafik Baskol, and then the student understood it. So Nafik Baskol, so Baskol came out, Va'amar Lei, Nichala, Delisvi l'cho, Dalad Me'ez Shani. It's enough that you should live another 400 years. Or you have a choice. Either you could live 400 years because of your patience, or I can make your whole generation go directly to Olam Haba. Amar, so Rav Preda said, Denisku ano v'dari la'al madasi. He chose that everybody should go to Olam Haba. Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tenu loy, zu v'zu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he should get both of them. Now, the way the story goes is that he didn't necessarily know that he was going to be zeicha to both. We'll be finished in 1 minute. Amar Rav Chista, ain't Torah niknas ela b'simanim. The way Torah is acquired is if you have a sign, meaning you make simanim that you should remember. Shenamar sima b'fim, you should put it in their mouths. So I'll take sima ela simna, that you make a simon, and if you put a sign to it, if you put a marker to it, then you're going to remember. Shamar Rav Tachliva Marova, he heard from Marova, sorry, Shama Rav Tachlifa Mimarova, he heard this in the West, also Amr Kameh Ravavua. So he told it to Rav Avuah. Amar Atan Mahasa Masnitala, you learn from that concept, from there. Anan Mehacha Masnitala, we learn from here. Atzivi L'cha Tziyunim, you should place markers. Simi L'cha, so we darshan that to mean Asu Tziyun, that's talking about marking a grave, so the Kainim know where not to go and become Tamei. But we darshan Asu Tziyun L'Taira, you should make markers for the Taira also. My Mashma, the Haitzi Elishan Tzimana, who, how do you know this marker means a simin, that you should make a mnemonics or something to remind you? Tziv, Re'e Etzem Adam Ubana Etzlai Tziyun. You should see the bone and you should mark it. So therefore, we see you should make markers for Torah also. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mehachi learns from him, Amar L'chachma Achoisi At, you should say to a chacham, you are my sister, Umayda Labina Tikra. So, and then you'll understand it and you'll be able to learn from it. I say, Maydiyim L'Torah, you should make things, ways to know it with the Torah, and then you'll remember it. So Rava Amar, I say Moyadim L'Torah, you should make time, you should be Kaveya time for learning Torah, and if you're Kaveya time, then you will be able to remember it. And we'll stop with this. Vahena Damar Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Doisa Maidachsiv Loi B'Shamayim Hi V'Loi Me'Ever L'Yam Hi. So it's not on the other side of the Yam. Loi B'Shamayim Hi She'im B'Shamayim Hi Ata Torech La'a Lois L'Achreel. You have to go get it. V'im Me'Ever L'Yam Hi, and if it's the other side, Ata Torech La'a L'Achreel, you have to get it. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this Gemara, Mirtz Hashem, next week.